The Institute on Religious Life presents Vocation Harvest on WSFI 88.5 FM, Catholic Radio.
Hello, I'm Sister Rose Therese. I'm from the Sisters of the Third Order of St. Francis in Peoria, Illinois. I first started getting serious about my faith when I was about 10 or 11. My mother was also, at the time, experiencing a resurgence in her faith. I remember hearing about a certain apparition that was supposedly happening at the time, and it was happening to kids that were around my age. So that just made God and faith more real for me, and I started praying more. And then when I was about 12, I was getting ready for confirmation, and it's kind of funny, and I think part of this, you know, God really gets you where you are, and I was kind of a silly 12-year-old, so he kind of got me there, and all my friends were going crazy about, starting getting boy crazy, and crazy about the New Kids on the Block was with boy bands at the time, and I wasn't, and I thought, maybe I should be a nun, and that was about as deep as it went there. And then my grandmother had given me this little novena card to St. Therese of Lisieux. I started praying that novena with the intention, first of all, you know, whether I would be a sister, and secondly, what order I would enter. And at the end of the novena, if you're going to get what you ask for, you're supposed to get a little sign of roses. So I prayed that novena, and the last day of the novena, I prayed it in the morning, and then I kind of forgot about it. And that day I was going to make a card for my mother for Mother's Day, and I decided I'd make the card by cutting the letters out of the newspaper. So I'm going through the newspaper and I keep on seeing all these ads for roses, you know. So it's nothing miraculous to see ads for roses in the newspaper around Mother's Day. But, you know, I was 13, I never read the newspaper, so why I decided to pick it up that day. So that was my little sign, and then that night when I was praying, the word Franciscan just came into my mind, and at the time, I didn't even know there were Franciscan sisters. I mean, I'd heard the word Franciscan, I knew about the friars, but I didn't know that there were sisters. So that was, for me, the first little sign that I was called to religious life. But I think, really, the biggest sign for me that I was called to religious life was just that never went away. You know, other things came and went, but that was always just sort of at the back of my head, and whether I wanted it there or not. And there were a lot of times that I didn't. It was kind of exciting when I was 12 and 13 to think about ending religious life, but when I got older, college age, the idea of giving up marriage, it lost its appeal. And so I really struggled with that, but God really spoke to me a lot through scriptures, just the readings at Mass. Sometimes he can be very direct that way. And in the end, I came to realize that even though marriage at the time seemed more appealing to me, it wasn't going to satisfy me. It wasn't what God had made me for. But I didn't really feel that until I stepped to the foot into the convent. And as far as finding out which community I'd enter, because there's so many different Franciscans around there, I'd started writing different communities in high school, and during college, it sort of started losing communication with different ones, and I eventually came down to visit our sisters, and I knew from the first visit that that would be where I would enter. Not that it was perfect, it wasn't perfect, but it just fit. I could be myself there, it felt like family. That's basically how I knew. I mean, there was a lot of prayer and everything in there too, but that's how I knew.
This has been Vocation Harvest on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about the religious life, visit religiouslife.com.